Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show, TNTRadioEmpire.com. We have Dr. Mino on. Nice conversation with Doc. Also, Dr. Ian K. Smith later, and Hippie Man will phone the program. This will be a shorter segment. Dr. Mino went long, and she, rightly so. She has stuff she wanted to tell us. And, you know, she's on the front lines there, so we wish her well and hope she's protected because it's scary. What is that... Let's go to the alcoholism route there, Tom.
By the way, we had another casualty. We had casualty during that last break.
What happened? You lose your headphones there?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a little my volume unit right underneath me, but I'm pretty sure they died of the COVID.
Oh, it did?
Yep.
Okay, okay, man.
So don't think it can't happen here, kids.
Happen to your headphones? All right. You should probably get yourself tested then.
Yeah. I should, because I come in contact with these headphones 5 days a week.
Now, this is your shrinks?
This is my homework. Man. From therapy.
You're paying for homework, too. That sucks.
The short data questionnaire.
You're paying for somebody to make you do something. That
all right,
sucks.
I'll ask these questions, and you answer either never, sometimes, often, nearly always. So keep track.
Okay, well, explain all those.
Everybody get a pen and paper.
What's nearly often? Okay, go ahead.
And follow along.
All right.
Never, sometimes, often, nearly always. Question number one, do you find difficulty getting the thought of drinking out of your mind? That's a tough one for me because we discuss it a lot. You know, it's an important conversation.
What are the four ones? I'm trying to think how they...
Never, sometimes, often, nearly always. Do you find difficulty in getting the thought of drinking out of your mind?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I'd give myself a sometimes for that, too.
I'm trying to figure how you would answer that to make it sound...
Is getting drunk more important than your next meal? I'd have to give that a no.
Never. No, I like food too much.
That's a never.
It's always been a never. I know guys that drank and didn't eat for years, you know, and then, you know what happened to them? They die.
Do you plan your day around
My best friend died of alcoholism, basically. He didn't eat his whole life. He just drank.
Question number three, do you plan your day around when and where you can drink? Sometimes I make a plan. Usually I'm going to have a drink after dinner.
Plan your day.
I'd say sometimes.
Sometimes.
Do you drink in the morning, afternoon, or evening?
Yes. What do you mean? Every day?
that question I don't understand.
No.
Yeah, you got to drink.
I've done
morning, afternoon, and evening. I think that includes all three. Do you drink morning, afternoon, and no?
All day long? No.
Never.
No.
I never drink morning, afternoon, and evening.
No.
One or the other.
No.
Usually the evening. Do you drink for the effect of alcohol without caring what the drink is?
Not true.
No.
I do like the flavor of certain alcohols, and I like the buzz. Don't get me wrong, but
I'm going to give me a sometimes.
Sometimes.
So if your alcohol of choice is not available, you're not going to go to a different one for fun.
I like different choices, so I don't have one alcohol. Man, I'm not just a beer guy.
If I run out of vodka, I'll have a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if I just had like a plastic bottle of Barton's, if that's the only thing that was in the house, I wouldn't drink that.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've had a lot of stuff that I won't drink,
Do you drink as much as you want, irrespective of what you are doing the next day? No, if I got to work the next day, I don't get hammered.
And I wouldn't have a job. Yeah.
I might give that a sometimes.
The old days, definitely. I mean, Todd and Craig was there. We partied way too late woke up way too early.
Some mornings you're just like, oops.
About the next day.
I didn't care at all. It was like maybe 2-3 hours sleep at the most and not up all night working out. We were partying hard and going to bed at 1-2 o'clock in the morning and coming in and doing the show at 6. And I'm not just talking alcohol. It was crazy.
This question is not
really proud, but we did it.
Arbitrary. Number seven.
Proud that we could do it, though. Yeah. Right.
Given that many problems might be caused by alcohol, do you still drink too much? Well, what does that mean? I don't know what "do you drink too much" means.
I don't think I do.
How do you quantify that?
I mean, I did for years. I did. I've drank too much in the past. Yeah, but I. Yeah.
Do you know that you won't be able to stop drinking once you start?
Oh no, I could stop in a heartbeat, man.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem there either. No. I mean, if I had to shut it down, right. Usually I drink all right up until bedtime. No. Got about a 3-hour window there. Yeah.
up till my last eyelid falls shut. Just sips it and falls out of your mouth and lays there beside the bed. That is not too much.
All right.
I might be guilty of this one. Do you often try to control your drinking by giving it up completely for days or weeks at a time?
I've never done that. I think that's stupid. I'd rather be a moderate guy than a guy just quits, like the Lent guys. I never got that. I never got the Lent guys.
Yeah, but I think a little detox is good every once in a while.
That's different.
Detox is not a whole month of just not doing it. You know?
Detox is a few days.
Right. Oh, I've done that. I do that every week.
Question number 10. The morning after a heavy drinking session, do you need your first drink to get yourself going?
Don't need to. I've done it, but I don't need to. No, I
never do that.
A little hair of the dog. Is that what they're asking?
Oh, I've done it. It's the best. It's the only way to get rid of a hangover. It's the only way.
I almost never do that.
I have to work. I can't go into the pharmacy. No, like, you smell like booze. Hey, I'm maintaining here.
No, I don't do that during the week. But I've done that on weekends, yeah.
Even on the weekends. I'll just, water. That's what gets me going.
Yeah.
And some eggs.
Nothing better than vodka, though.
Question 11, in the morning after a heavy drinking session, do you wake up with a definite shakiness in your hands?
No.
That's hardcore there.
I've done it years ago. Don't do it much anymore.
All right.
Shake, no.
After a heavy drinking session, do you wake up and retch and vomit?
In the morning. I love that show. Retch and Vomit are fun dudes, man.
All right.
No, I don't.
The morning after a heavy drinking session, do you go out of your way to avoid people? That's just I stay home usually.
Not any more.
I think
than
you can
like
lop
usual.
Off the first half of that question.
Right.
Yeah.
God avoids people in general.
Yeah. Right. Especially now. After a heavy drinking session, do you see frightening things that later you realize were imaginary? So do you hallucinate?
No, these are real alcoholics here. I'm glad this is an easy quiz for us. I think we're cool.
And finally, do you go drinking and the next day find out you've forgotten what happened the night before?
I have in the past, yes, but not anytime.
That's happened
recently.
A couple times. Recently, there's been an edible involved.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll wake up and I've, talk to somebody on Facebook friend or something, and I'll look and I see, I don't remember writing that. Once in a while. On occasion, I will, black
that
out.
That was high, though. That was stoned, right?
There's a couple years ago. A couple years ago, we went out on St. Patrick's Day. It's my brother-in-law's birthday. Mm-hmm. I was sitting next to this girl at the bar who fell out of her chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I was blown away that she fell out of her chair.
Right.
And then 10 minutes later, I had forgotten that she fell out of her chair.
10 minutes.
So, like, she fell out of her chair. I was like, no, she didn't. Like, yeah, she did. I was like, right, no there. Way.
That is the best. That
like the second best. Candy put me over the top on that one. I should have just stuck with one.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, should I go through the guidelines of the moderate drinker?
Sure.
There's about 8 or 10 points to the moderate drinker.
You're looking at 4 of them.
The moderate drinker usually does not exceed the 0.055% blood alcohol concentration drinking limit.
That doesn't sound like anyone I know.
No, it doesn't, because you know what? If I have 2 glasses of white wine up to the rim in less than an hour, then I'm probably over that. So no, but I'm not drunk.
All right.
That means you'd always be good to drive.
Right. The moderate drinker generally has something to eat before, during, and after, soon after drinking.
Yeah, once in a while, I do one of those.
Sure,
but you know,
I'm always snacking or something at night.
I have dinner with my drinks, and then I drink and drink and drink.
Yeah, I don't consume. You know, I don't shun food because I'm going to get all my calories.
No, alcohol. I like food. Mm-hmm. I like food.
All right, the moderate drinker usually does not drink faster than one drink per half hour.
Depending on what I'm doing, I can drink more than a half hour, but half hour's not that long.
Yeah, I can
put away
more.
Depends on the drink, too.
Right, depends on the drink.
But I generally have, you know, like one an hour during the weeknights. I may pace myself a little quicker during the weekends.
Yeah.
But I'm not drinking three an hour unless I'm at the Phoenix airport
getting
cut off.
Mm-hmm. By the way, is that a question? Have you ever been cut off at an airport bar?
Yeah, modern drinkers should not cut off at airport bars.
I was not drinking moderately that
night. I know you weren't.
Fully admit that. The moderate drinker does not usually drink for longer than an hour or two on any particular occasion.
I drink more than an hour or two, you know, because you're out. You're out more than an hour or two, you know. I was mentioning earlier, you had dinner, drinks, in the Funny Bone, shit through that, hang out after the band, whatever, you know, bands, whatever you're doing. 2 hours is not enough time to drink.
The moderate drinker.
It's not enough time. I mean, the house maybe, a couple of drinks for your eyelids closed, right, like Todd does.
An occasional drink to be a small, though enjoyable, part of life.
That's us. I like that. Definitely enjoyable.
The moderate drinker has hobbies, interests, and other ways to relax.
Well, hobbies are stupid.
That do not involve alcohol. Yeah, I do a few activities that don't involve alcohol.
So do I.
Like weed.
Right.
Nick's right about that.
But when I ski, I'm not drinking when I ski. I may be smoking.
Weed. That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't. I usually don't drink when I golf.
Yeah.
All my other activities. Yeah.
Well, he golfs by himself all the time. You know? Okay. He's with us, he drinks.
Once in a while, I'll have a beer, but usually I'm not drinking when I'm on the golf course.
Yeah, even the last few years, you know, at our tournament, when Todd's been, he doesn't drink.
No.
Doesn't drink out on the course.
How high is he?
Wow.
There you go. So once again, I don't get high, so I think that's, you're still having fun. You're still buzzed on the course, so it really isn't, you know, don't brag about that.
He's high enough to put him off in the rough with me.
I mean, any stoner who doesn't drink can't brag about that. Yeah, you're stoned.
It's like, I'm not drunk.
Dude, I'm not drunk.
This is not the moderate stoner quiz.
I know.
This is the moderate
drinker.
But
it's easy
quiz
to brag about not drinking if you're high, you know?
Let's see. The moderate drinker usually has friends who are moderate drinkers or non-drinkers.
I don't have non-drinking friends because they bore the hell out of me.
Yeah, but I don't have.
Maybe you're not a moderate drinker.
Yeah, I am. So hang out with moderate. I don't know anybody that doesn't drink.
It's a lot different asking somebody if they want to come over and have a drink than it is be like, hey, want to come over and watch me drink?
Right, right.
Like, no.
Yeah, I mean, do you have friends that are like drunk all the time?
No.
I have one friend who's, he's cut back now. I mean, completely.
Right.
But, you know, alcoholic.
Oh, yeah.
All the signs of an alcoholic, so he's done drinking now.
Yeah.
The moderate drinker feels comfortable with his or her use of alcohol, never drinks secretly, does not spend a lot of time thinking about drinking or planning to drink.
No, I don't drink secretly at all, no.
No, I never have to
go. But all those other
things. First of all, you're drinking secretly, you're hiding it from somebody yelling at you. And there are guys out there that aren't even big drunks that probably hide it. Because their wife's bitching at them because they're having a glass of beer or something like that.
Don't realize the problem that they cause when they're drinking. And it's about time they got bitched at.
There's also a lot of bitching women out there that don't care, don't want you drinking at all. And I don't,
Well, you need to switch to vodka beer.
That's right. Oh, that's
12
right.
12 ounces of carbonated vodka.
She don't know. So, I'll play that when we get back.
There you go. That's my therapy homework.
Man, you had to pay for that. We got it for free.
Thanks for helping me complete that.
I think we're okay.
Of course.
Well, you're high, man. Not now.
No, I want an objective opinion. Craig, where are we?
He's not objective.
I'm not objective.
Because he does alter his conscience. I mean, sober people can be objective, but people that alter their conscience like a buzz. He likes a buzz.
He knows how much we drink. He has an idea how much we drink.
He thinks we drink more than what we do. Well, you drink more than what we do.
You're judging time by the handles.
Where's that question?
Yeah.
Sure. These are different times.
Yeah. Do you ever know what day it is by how much vodka you have left?
That is Todd. Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.